It's Friday, August 3rd, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On Tuesday, a Turkish court denied an appeal for American pastor Andrew Brunson to be released from house arrest on false charges. Announced yesterday by the White House, President Trump has directed the Treasury Department to sanction Turkey's Minister of Justice and Minister of the Interior, both of whom were involved in the arrest of Pastor Brunson. Psalm 14:4 asks, "Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread, and do not call on the Lord?" South Africa is proposing a new comprehensive sexuality education program that would have public schools teaching children about contraception and options for murdering unborn babies. This comes as the country's basic education department is trying to respond to the increasing rate of teen pregnancy. Isaiah 32:7 says, "The schemes of the schemer are evil. He devises wicked plans to destroy the poor with lying words, even when the plea of the needy is just." On Wednesday, President Donald Trump met with inner-city pastors to discuss prison reform and workforce development, reports CBN News. Trump said, quote, "Our focus on opportunity for every citizen includes helping former prisoners," end quote. Pastor Daryl Scott, the CEO of the Urban Revitalization Coalition, who met with the president, appeared on Fox Business Network.
"Curbing that recidivism rate to get people out of that cycle of returning to prison multiple times, get out, become productive, contributing members of society. That's what the goal is here, being transformed by the renewing of one's mind."
The White House is pushing for Congress to pass the First Step Act, a bill on criminal justice reform and rehabilitation. The new U.S. tax code requires churches and other tax-exempt organizations to pay taxes.